WHCG Warwick is 93.5 FM.
On the telephone, yes, the sheriff of Richland County in South Carolina. So good morning, Leon Lott.
Good morning.
So tell everybody about this Police to Peace initiative. I think it's really interesting because I think words have gotten lost in what police do.
Well, we actually started in January of 2018 just putting the two words police officer on 600 of our patrol cars. And you know, we want the image of us to be, you know, just law enforcement, which sends the message, all you do is out here enforcing the law, and we do so much more. We actually keep the peace. Sometimes we do have to lock people up, and we know that, but a majority of our time is just spent building relationships with people, and we wanted our community to realize that we were more than just law enforcement. We were peace officers, and so we put those two words on our cars, and it's had a big difference. The community's really embraced it. It's been a conversation piece. When kids see it, when adults see it, they start asking, what is the peace officer? Why do you have peace officer in your car? And that gives us an opportunity now to engage them in a dialogue, which then leads to building relationships. So it's been very positive for us.
I like this because lately, I don't know what it is, you know, yeah, I know the police do so much. You see that all the time and everything. But, you know, if you're driving down the road and you see a police car or something like that, all of a sudden, you know, you tense up. It's like, all right, am I going the right speed? Am I in the lines? What's going on? You know.
Well, you were raised right.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, the image is every time you see a police officer, you don't think peace. You don't think something good being done.
See,
I think that you're going to get me for some reason.
I don't think that because I was raised by a police officer, I know.
But and especially down south with those out-of-state plates, man, forget about it. But no, you know, I'll tell you, though, but you guys do so much. All the stories we're hearing now with the coronavirus and the police officers and you guys.
And I'll show you something I saw yesterday was three police officers digging out this trench where a little dog had fallen in, and they spent an hour digging out to save the dog. I mean, people don't realize all the little things, too.
By the way, how are you guys in the department down there? I don't know. Do you guys have the virus as bad? I know we're in a horrible state up here. Down south, where you guys are in North Carolina?
South Carolina.
That's the same thing.
South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. And unfortunately, we're number one in a number of cases, which is something we usually don't want to be number one in. But we have a lot of cases statewide, about 5,000 cases. We've lost about 170-something people statewide. We've had two of our deputies that contracted the virus, and both of them are okay. One's completely okay, and another one's coming back to work next week. So out of 900 people, and only have two that's been catch the virus, I think we've done pretty good. But we're just like everywhere else, not probably as much as it's impacted you up there, but this impacted all of us every state in South Carolina is no different, and definitely Columbia is not.
Right, because it's all relative, you know.
And part of the danger of the job that you guys are in, because enforcing the law and doing what you're doing puts you in, you know, in direct contact with people that may be infected. So it is, you know, thanks for the service that you guys do with all of that.
Absolutely.
So tell us more about this. You know,
I love this because, you know, words do make a difference, and this is proving it as well. So who actually came up with this, Leon? Who came up with the concept of this?
Police to Peace organization is actually an organization, and they contacted us and asked us to be one of two test agencies. The other one was in California. And so I thought it was a great idea. If you actually look at police officers, then we go all the way back to the Bible in Matthew where it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they be called the children of God. So we're actually mentioned in the Bible not as law enforcement officers, but peace officers. So the concept, you know, just struck me and said, you know what, you know, that's what we do so much is keep the peace, build relationships. Why not do it? There's no reason not to do it. So we did, and a study was done, and it was a very positive results out of the study. And so we're continuing to do it. Our next phase now is we're going to put them on our vest and our shirts. We have deputy sheriff on the back of our vest that we wear, and also the deputy shirts. And we're just going to add the words peace officer below deputy sheriff and just carry this concept just a little bit further.
Now, you guys are on the show Live PD on A&E, aren't you?
That's correct. We're the only original agency left. We've been on from the very beginning.
And how's that worked for the people down there? I mean, are they kind of got a new relationship with the police department because they see what the work you're doing firsthand rather than listening to all the gossip?
It is. It's worked wonders for us, just like this police to peace concept has. It's helped us build relationships. We're over 500,000. We're the largest county and the largest agency in the state. And we can't go out and reach every single person, but we've been able to do that through the TV. People watch that show. That is a very popular show. Everybody watches it, young, old, and everything in between. And so now they know their deputies. They can, you know, say, oh, that's, I know Deputy So-and-so when they see him on TV. So if they see him at a gas station or see him out shopping, then they don't hesitate in going up and asking for a picture or an autograph.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that really brings a different relationship because they feel like they know you because they see you on TV. So it takes away that angst feeling of, like Frank was saying, about seeing a police officer.
It is. And, you know, I think it's because the police department gets kind of hardened, I guess, because of all the negative things they have to do every day a lot of times. And, you know, they're going into domestic fights. You're going into a lot of, you know, and that, you know, it makes it difficult. What does that do to the, you know, to your own psyche, your own, you know,
my father had a way
emotion.
Of kind of washing that out when he walked in the door.
Yeah,
he had a process that he went through before he walked in.
Yeah, it's so what was your inspiration to become a police officer? How did that route happen?
By getting arrested when I was 16 years old for egging police cars. I got caught egging police cars and went through a diversionary program, and it really turned my life around. And while I was in college and deciding what I was going to do, I just remembered what an impact those police officers had on me that night and straightened me out. And I said, you know what, I want to do the same thing. So most people don't expect that to be the reason when they ask, but it was it. Getting arrested and going through a diversionary program.
And works. I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
How long have you been sheriff of Richland County?
I'm in my 24th year.
Wow, he beat Carl DuBois, our sheriff here. I think, what is Carl up to?
I don't know.
16 or 18?
Yeah, he's getting there, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know if there's another sheriff that can actually ever take that position here. We love our sheriff. And obviously they love you down there too. You get reelected, and now it's an elected position there too as well, right?
Well, that's correct. Every 4 years I have an election coming up June the 9th. This is the primary here. So
Running
for reelection for the seventh time.
But obviously you're doing the right thing because they wouldn't be reelecting you. And I'm sure you've seen a million things. Do you ever think one day sit down and write a book about all this?
I've thought a little bit about that, and it'd be more of a novel because I've had a very interesting career. I worked undercover narcotics for 9 years during the Miami Vice days, and so there's not too many things I haven't done or haven't seen. But
I'm sure.
What's interesting, though, even though I've been doing this for 45 years, it's a changing profession. I've watched so many good positive changes, and this peace to police, you know, that's one of them, too. That's a new concept. When I started 45 years ago, you would have never thought about doing something like that. Our job, we thought then, was just to go out and chase bad guys and lock people up, and that was it. We weren't supposed to do anything else. So the whole philosophy about law enforcement's changed while I've been in this profession.
It's about time it got a good rap, because I certainly know firsthand, and I know, you know, how police officers were treated for many years, and now it's a different kind of respect. And you were in Iraq too, right?
Yes, I was in Iraq for a while. I got invited to go to Erbil, Iraq, to help train the first female police recruit class there. A female captain and I went over and helped change their ideas about what females could do in law enforcement. So developed some great relationships over there. We continue to stay in touch with each other. They've come and visited over here a couple times. So it was rewarding to take our ideas of community policing from here and take them all the way to another country, which, you know, with the Muslim religion was a little bit different, but we were able to open their eyes up on things they could do, and now female police officers in that part of Iraq is just not, you know, no big deal anymore.
Wow, that's huge, because they don't have respect for women in the Middle East. That is huge.
No, they didn't, but that changed that. When we first went there, the instructors would not even touch the females to help them, you know, on learn different things. By the time we left, they were doing that, and they changed their whole perspective.
It's pretty amazing. And do you have children?
I have 4 daughters. Yes,
oh,
I do.
Any of them going into law enforcement?
The first 3 older ones have not, but they're all they're doing something that I guess I'd say is kind of related. One of them is a vice president of our medical facility here. One works for Sister Care, which deals with abused women, and another one works with our social service agencies with adopted kids. So, they're all doing something.
Yeah, every one of them followed in your footsteps without.
Right. And then the 16-year-old, she's looking at going into nursing when she finishes high school.
Yeah, see, they're all wanting to help out, and that's because of what you do. I know that's how I felt because of my father and mother too. It's just you follow in those footsteps. It's an incredible role model for people. And I wish you continued great success, Denley. I love this program. It's a good prototype for other police departments throughout the country.
It really is. Is there a website or something where other police departments can find out more about this?
Yeah, Police to Peace.
And it's the number two.
Right, Police with the number two, Peace. If you'll just Google that, it'll show you all the articles on what we've done and a few other agencies have done. And you know, this organization is trying to spread the word, and it's something very positive. It's really a no-brainer. There's no reason not to do it. They actually furnished the decals for the car. They furnished now the decals that's going to go on our uniforms. So they want to push this idea, and the study's been done just shows it has a positive impact. So why shouldn't we do it? There's really no reason not
to
do it.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Words carry a lot of weight.
They do.
Yeah, when you look at the word peace, you become like totally relaxed because it just puts you in a different frame of mind. I love this. I love
it. You only get a chance for that first impression one time. So let's make a good impression.
I agree, 100%.
True. Well, we appreciate you coming on the air.
Be safe down there because
we try to get through this with the virus and all the other stuff and all you and all your people that work with you and
thank you for your service for all those years. That's pretty amazing.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to just kind of spread the message about this new program.
We're happy to do that.
We got it out there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.